Welcome all of you to this new podcast episode on affiliate marketing. So in case you are an affiliate marketer, in case you're planning to start affiliate marketing, or if you want to know more about affiliate marketing, then this episode is for you. Subscribe to my podcast channel. On this podcast channel, you will find a lot of information about how to do affiliate marketing like the experts. So let's get started.
Welcome to Ratchet's podcast, a show to help you get to succeed in e-commerce and affiliate marketing like the experts. Thanks for tuning in.
All of you to this podcast episode. In this podcast episode today, I'm going to talk about the importance of becoming a student of the product. Most of the people who are doing affiliate marketing keeps on struggling to get numbers or to get sales. And the most obvious reason of this particular struggle lies in this concept, which I'm going to talk about in today's podcast episode. Traditionally, people know affiliate marketing as one business entity or one hobby activity or something wherein you're just required to share your links with the people in your social media accounts, be it a Facebook, be it WhatsApp and all that. And in this whole concept, the problem lies in itself. Why people face struggle in promoting their products, or why people don't buy using somebody's recommendations. The simplest of the simple reason is, the very first thing is, you don't pitch it right to the customer in the right manner, and customer don't get any value from your pitch, hence they don't buy. Now to make the entire simple process, I want to compare your affiliate marketing business with any restaurant in your town. Let's assume that you are an affiliate marketer and compare yourself with a chef or the in charge of that particular restaurant. What is the duty of that particular chef? The particular chef's duty is to plan menu as per his audience, the kind of customers they are coming in. They need to serve them. They need to plan the menu. They need to be very special in whatever they're doing it. They have their own secret recipes and they serve you to the best of their abilities. Now imagine a situation that chef forgets to taste the food today. The food is getting made. Chef has not tasted the food. Probably the end product is not the right product. It lacks salt, it lacks taste, it lacks the flavor and everything. The vegetable or the product which has been cooked is not tender to eat. It's not the right product to eat. What will happen in that case? When you visit such a restaurant and eat semi-cooked food or the food which lacks flavor and aroma and taste, would you like to continue dine there, or you will leave? You will of course leave. And also, in future, you will never come back to the same restaurant. The similar situation can be applied in an affiliate marketing business also. A lot of people today just try to spam anything or everything. There are hundreds of marketplaces available today for affiliate marketers, be it ClickBank, be it JVZoo, be it Commission Junction. And signing up with these platforms is not difficult because the platform will onboard you as an affiliate. The challenge comes in where you need to make a sale. Now, what traditionally people does? People don't know what the product is all about. They just see, okay, how much commission a product is giving me. When the entire focus comes on a commission rather than a value, the problem starts compounding. The premise of the affiliate marketing is very, very clear. It got started in 1989 by a person named William J. Tobin. When he started this entire industry, his whole mission was to empower people who are their customers. When William J. Tobin opened up the concept of affiliate marketing to the world, he simply said one thing: you are my customer, you know my product well. If you help me in getting more customers, you become automatically my brand ambassador. And as you become my brand ambassador, I'm going to share some percentage of my revenue with every referral you are sending it to me. That particular was the premise of this industry, wherein slowly and gradually over a period of time, people made this as a business where you can churn out money so quickly. You can just forward anything to anyone. People will simply buy and you get your commissions. This is a wrong way of doing affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing has to be done like the chef way. You need to first plan the entire menu. That means, what is your specialty? In which niche you are operating in? Then you need to think about your audiences. What kind of problems they are facing on within your niche? And I can give you an example of any particular niche. Let's take, for example, you are in a technology niche, or maybe you are in a pet niche, whatever niche you want to take on. Suppose you are in a technology niche and you are very good at designing websites. You know how to design a website. You know the nitty-gritties, right? You know the nitty-gritties of a website. You know how WordPress platform works. You know how Wix platform works. You know about Shopify also. That becomes your specialty. Focus within what you know, because whatever you know, you can learn more and you can position yourself as an expert into that particular industry or that particular field which you are connecting with your audiences. So whatever niche you are in, be it a health niche, technology niche, pet niche, wellness niche, be it any kind of travel niche you are in, whatever niche you are in, focus on that, learn more about that niche, and position yourself as an expert into that niche. Coming back to the chef's example, if you send your customer to any product which you don't know, it's as good as the chef has served you the food without knowing that the food is cooked or semi-cooked. Is it having the right kind of spices to it or not? Because you are dealing with humans. It's a human to human business. It's not a robotic business that you are a robot and the customer is a robot. No, there is a monetary transaction. There is a human to human interaction which is happening. It is very essential for you to imagine yourself as a chef. As a chef or as an affiliate marketer, your duty is to first understand the problems, what people are facing on, whatever your niche is, just find what kind of problems they are facing on. And then see what is that you can do from your expertise, with your expertise, to help those people. When you try to find solutions for that problem as an expert, you might come across with various services or various products which can help eliminate this pain, even much, much earlier than what you are planning for them. Why not to introduce that product now to them? But before you do so, it is essential that you yourself become a student of the product. Before anything goes out to your customers when you're doing affiliate marketing, you should be 100% confident that this product is worthy. Every penny which your customer will spend to buy this product, he gets 10 times the value. Then it is worth it. For example, if you want to help people with starting email marketing, you go to Google and type email marketing. You will have 20, 30, 40 companies offering email marketing services. As an individual, if you are starting for the first time, you will get lost. But you as an email marketing expert can help him to solve this jigsaw puzzle with the product you yourself are using. You don't need to refer this customer to any of the high paying product, like, okay, whatever product I'm using, I get $5 per month a commission, or maybe $10 per month a commission. Why not the commission? Why not send this customer who is looking for an email marketing solution to a product which is giving $30 a month to me? That would be injustice, not only to the customer, but to your ethics also, but to your values also. When you are promoting something as an affiliate marketer, you need to own that product. You need to position yourself as an expert that anything related to this product is something which I can solve for you. And while you do affiliate marketing, you really don't need to focus on 100 or 200 or 300 products. It's not ever required in your life. Even by focusing on one product, adding another product, or maybe 3 to 4 products, just with 3 to 4 products in your kitty, you are good to go. You are going to earn much, 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 much revenue than what other people are doing through various sources, maybe writing blogs or making videos or something like that. All you need is to understand your customer well, fulfill their needs, give them the answers, act as if own the product so that you know every aspect of that product, and then go as an expert to them and say, hey, I have a solution to this problem. Let me show you the way. Share your screen, share your experience, share your videos, share your blog, share your screenshots with them. Let them feel at ease that yes, now the person who is educating me has already traveled this path, and I can see his screens and I can see his success. Why not just to replicate what he's telling to me and see how the people who never bought from you will start buying from you, that is your recommendations, and your affiliate income is going to skyrocket. So if you ever get confused in how to really make money with affiliate marketing, go back to the chef example. You as a chef cannot serve your customer anything which is substandard, anything which is uncooked, raw or semi-processed, anything which is not good for their health. Similarly, as an affiliate marketer, you're not here to just to make money. You're here to provide enormous value to your customers. And with the value you give to your customers, money simply becomes byproduct to you. You don't need to have tons and tons of products in your kit to promote. Even if you have one product or 3 products or 2 products or 4 products, it is more than enough to give you the lifestyle you want with this particular business. So I wish you all the good luck, all the success in your affiliate marketing journey. In case you have any comments to share, in case you want to share some comments with me, please drop your comments below this particular podcast episode. I teach affiliate marketing around the world. I do it online. You can also join my next upcoming webinar where I'll talk about this business, how this business is done the way experts are doing it, the 4% year way. And if you want to learn this way, you can find the link below this podcast episode. You can register for my upcoming webinar. You can sign up for my YouTube channel also, so you can keep getting my newer updates, newer videos. Learn this business well. Once you learn this business, your growth will become unstoppable. Do the expert's way, do the right way. Let's catch up live in my upcoming webinar. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.